Oh, wait, it's already recording.
Oh, hey, hi, guys.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of Downtime with Cranston Public Library. This is a podcast for cool people who love libraries, where we talk about what we've been reading, what we've been watching, and what we've been loving. Taylor is away this week. I'm your host, Elena. I'm a youth services librarian at the Cranston Public Library, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hi, my name is Emily Avila-Racinos. I'm a volunteer at the Central Library, and I go by she, her, they, them.
Hi, my name is Kiani Angeles. I'm a youth volunteer at Cranston Public Library. Nice to meet you. Hi.
Lovely. And we're happy to announce, of course, that Kiani is now a youth services librarian.
Yeah, I hope y'all hear that.
Exactly. Yeah. Today is actually your second shift.
Yes. Oh, when did you start?
Saturday.
So exciting.
It was so fun.
Really? Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, a volunteer for a while, now with Shelver. A little bit later in the show, we'll talk to Kiani and Emmeline about working as our volunteers at the library. But before we get to that, let's start out as we always do with what have you been reading?
I have the same book in my phone.
This one, period.
Wait, okay. So Kiani's checking what she's been reading.
Is that what's happening?
I have like a list. I have like it's an app. Okay, so I kind of read in like random orders, but one that I would definitely recommend is This Train is Being Held by Ismay Williams. It is such an amazing book. And my all-time favorite book, honestly, like I just love this book so much, is With the Fire on High by Elizabeth Acevedo.
Work.
I'm Dominican Puerto Rican, so like...
Yeah, and I'm Dominican.
Oh, wait, we're all Hispanic.
Yeah.
I'm Hispanic.
I know, but like... Oh, yeah. From what island?
Well, I was born here, but my mom...
Yeah, same.
Same.
Okay. I'm Guatemalan and Mexican. Okay. My mom is Guatemalan, my dad is Mexican.
I love that.
This is a room full of brown women.
Yeah. Yep.
In STEM. Or yep. Going yes. In STEM.
So. Oh, yeah. Let me recommend, like, two books.
Okay.
I have Ghosted by J.M. Darhauer. You ate that book. I also have The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Oh, ooh, I've been wanting to read that.
I did not like it.
Really?
I haven't finished it. I'm 75% in.
Yeah, I mean, like, there is a twist, and I just wasn't impressed by the twist, because to me it was like, duh. But apparently to everyone else it wasn't.
Oh, is it that she's...
Don't tell me!
What are you doing?
I haven't even...
What are you doing?
That is a bookish crime.
I'm sorry, but I got so many spoilers. I never got to read the book, so...
Guys,
I didn't tell her though. She doesn't know.
Yeah.
I like Malibu Rising. That one, oh my gosh, so good.
I heard that she also made a book and it turned into a TV show. What was it?
Daisy Jones and the Six.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's about a band.
I've never watched it, but... I know people hearing this. I don't like Daisy. She makes me mad because, girl, first of all, why are you getting with a guy that already is married, first of all, and has a child? Second of all, you shouldn't even be doing that at your grown age. Be so for real.
You're so real.
Wow. She was living that rock star life.
Exactly.
That's what they thought they were doing.
Yeah, but that rock star life is not you stealing someone's husband. Like, you knew what you were getting yourself into.
Wow.
Be for real. Like, this is just based on the clips that I've seen, but I'm not Daisy Jones hater.
Okay, well, I've never read or seen this thing. Also, just to preface, so the two books that I recommended, With the Fire on High by Elizabeth Acevedo and The Train is Being Held by Ismay Williams, they're both teens. So, like, I don't know, if you're younger and your parents let you, go ahead. It's not like it has anything bad, but, like, there are a couple more mature themes in them. So just, like, check your, you know, content warnings, everything. And
read the synopsis.
But yeah, but it's good. They're both really amazing books. And as someone who's Hispanic and, you know, you don't really have to see a lot of representation for your people and stuff, these are books that I heavily love so, so much because I get to see a part of myself in these books. So if you want to read it, go ahead, check it out.
I read two books this week, both like Hunger Games-ish related. Hold on. So first I read The Sunbearer Trials by Aiden Thomas for my book group, the other book group. This podcast knows very well the other book group, and didn't like it. I really wanted to like it because Aiden Thomas is, I think,
Boricua, so he's Puerto Rican. Ooh. And he's queer and trans, and we just like love to see this. Yeah. And the Suburb Trials was kind of like presented as Percy Jackson meets the Hunger Games. Ooh. And like some of it was in Spanglish, and like there was some culture there, but I mean, I personally despise it, and I don't really, that's like, I don't want to talk about it. I'm done. Yeah. I'm just mentioning it because of the representation. It's the second to last book I read. What yeah. I really want to talk about right now is the ballad of Snakes and Songbirds.
I was gonna ask you about this.
I haven't watched the movie.
Me either. I need to watch this movie so bad.
But have y'all read the books?
No.
I want to so bad.
Okay, so I was the target audience. So like when the first book came out, I think I was in like third grade, and I didn't get to read it until sixth grade. But the movie, the first movie came out when I was in seventh grade. Like, I just got rid of my original Hunger Games shirt from when I was 12 years old, like a month ago, right? Like,
I would have turned that into like a pillowcase or something.
So like, I was really psyched for this book. I bought it when it came out during the pandemic, and I was like, I'm just gonna wait to read it right before the movie comes out. And I did. Yes. Yeah. And the book was kind of trash, but it also kind of ate. Let me tell you why. Because Prezi Snow, they made him too handsome. The thing is that Susan Collins was not really, like, for only a moment was she, like, he's tall and slender and has this, like, blonde curly hair. And, like, that was it. Like, she never returned to his looks, and that was it. It was just, like, a quick description of, like, he's a starving man in a luxurious world, but, like, he keeps up appearances. Like, that was really the pretense to that. And like in the movie, like, actually, we're gonna make you want him, which is so rude.
No,
like how dare. Even before I saw the movie and before I finished reading the book, because I basically read it in like two sittings, I was getting President Snow edits on Instagram.
No way.
I'm so targeted. I am just a woman and he is just a man. And like,
he's so
I can
gorgeous.
Fix him, right? Like, that's Stop. The problem.
And no, and it's like,
that's the problem.
The transition, but like, we know how he ages. So it's like, that's another reason. Like, I keep seeing edits of him. I don't like. No. I'm just flabbergasting. It's like, I was like, wait, who's this? It's like,
it's President Snow.
This is President Snow. Like, that's so unfair. And then I keep saying TikTok, and it's like,
unreal.
Oh, walking out of the movie theater being ashamed because I found him attractive.
It's
like, girl,
so
I'm gonna feel the same way. Like, it's so wrong. But it's so like,
wrong.
Can you blame me? That's not our fault. It's really not our fault.
Yeah. They did that to you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Honestly, it's not fair.
Like, how
I feel
are you
targeted?
Make, yeah.
How are you gonna make the most attractive of people the villains? Like, the
Literally.
Worst kind
yeah.
of people.
Murder.
Like,
so many people.
Guys.
So many things.
I'm gonna be so on. Have you guys watched Outer Banks?
Yes.
No. Are you talking about Rafe Cameron?
Yeah.
It's so real.
So there's this character, Elena, right? And he has, like, I would say he has daddy issues and whatever.
He
right?
does. He has serious daddy issues.
He's always trying to impress his dad because his dad literally favorites his little sister. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I know some of these people will agree with me. I'll even pull up a picture.
But
Elena.
Do you like the buzz cut? Is the question.
The buzz cut,
Thank you. Because I saw some people. Just scroll. I saw some people hating the buzz cut, and I love it.
He looks okay, let me tell you something. Prezi Snow, gorgeous. He's got that like buzz cut with blonde hair.
Exactly.
And Prezi Snow does the same thing. Like, in the third part of the book and the movie, he gets a buzz cut with his beautiful bleach blonde hair, and he wears all blue. And I'm like,
how dare you?
I'm just a girl.
The OG Rafe, I did not see the attraction until this season. I'm not going to lie. I was just like,
yeah.
And it was specifically
exactly.
the buzz
He was
cut.
Just like Prezi Snow. The man we're looking, literally simping after is just an alternative to Prezi Snow.
And I literally, 10:40, and I got home from New York. It's 10:40, I'm on TikTok. I text my friends. We have a Secret Santa that we're going to do in December. I go, PSA to my Secret Santa person, whatever, add this man to my list. Oh my gosh. And I sent the edit, and I'm like, especially the buzz cut, I need to watch this movie so badly. And I was like, I know he's a horrible person, but like, it's not my fault they made him hot. And it's
they
not,
did it on purpose.
Like, they really did. They because
and like
no
he's
way.
Like a stone wall in the book. He's basically a stone wall. Like, it's so it's 513 pages of you being in his head and like seeing the slow progression of him becoming like the rotten person
like
he is, but like also recognizing like that potential was there from like get-go that, like, he was sort of rotten to the core.
Yeah.
Just, like, his potential and, like, you know, things had stacked up to lead up to him being the President Snow.
Yeah.
But, like, I don't know. The movie was so good. And the thing is that it was just like the book. So I'm like, dang, maybe the book was good. So it kind of was.
Yeah.
But it's not my favorite out of the entire series. It goes at the very bottom.
Mm, okay.
But, like, yeah, Susan Collins is kind of brilliant. And the soundtrack, wild.
Did you hear the Olivia Rodrigo song?
Yeah. And she pulled song lyrics from the actual, like, book, too.
Yeah. That song gives me goosebumps. And the music video has clips of the movie. And I'm, like, so obsessed. Like, I need to see the movie. And I'm like looking through the comments as they're like, this song is about this person, it's like about Rue, it's about Lucy, it's about all these people that were killed. And I'm like, you're so like, oh my gosh, like I need to see this movie, because, and especially for the music, because the music I know will like bring it to a whole other level. And I was like, see, I could just watch this like on my computer, but I'm not gonna do that.
Good for you.
And we'll return to the show after a quick break. Looking for something to do? Check out the Museum Pass program sponsored by the Friends of the Cranston Public Library. We offer library patrons discounted or free admission to local museums and attractions, including the New England Aquarium, the New Bedford Whaling Museum, the Providence Children's Museum, and more. See all we have to offer and reserve a pass at cranstonlibrary.org/passes. Looking for a movie to watch? Canopy has over 30,000 feature films and documentaries that you can stream for free. Cranston Public Library cardholders receive 12 tickets each month that they can redeem to watch movies and bingeable television for free. You can watch the 2022 Academy Award-winning film Everything Everywhere All at Once, PBS Masterpieces adaptation of Little Women, and many more films and TV today with Canopy. Go to cranstonlibrary.org/canopy to get started today. That's Canopy with a K. cranstonlibrary.org/KANOPY.
Anyways, are we ready for some volunteer-ish library-orientated questions?
Yes. Yeah,
like if they trickle out, you know, to other things, that's totally fine. Yeah. Okay, so I'll ask the both of you, and it's up to you, whoever wants to answer first. What is it that brought you to volunteering at the library?
So I have always loved reading since I was little. My favorite princess is literally Belle because she loves reading so much. So it's Belle and Tiana because Tiana looks like me. I can relate to her. But then Belle, like, you know, she loves books. And I'm just like, oh, my gosh. And so I always was like, my first job was going to be at a library. I want this so bad. And it's like a goal of mine. And I'm like, I'm either going to start off at a library or I'm going to end at a library, like retirement type. And so last year I had stayed here for a little bit and it was like a weekday or a weekend and the library closed at 5. And so my mom hadn't gotten there yet because she had gone to an appointment and it was like right there. And so then she left me here because I was like, just take me to the library. It's on your way. And so on her way there, Alyssa stayed with me outside because she was like, I don't want this girl to get kidnapped probably. And so as we were waiting, we're talking about this. And she's like, yeah, you should totally volunteer, blah, blah. I didn't know how to do it. Then fast forward like a month or so, she came to my school for signups about this. And I was like, oh, I need to do this right now. But because we had like finals and stuff, I was stressed and I was like not thinking about that. And then I come in to ask questions and stuff and they're like, oh, you can talk to Elena. And so I go and I see Elena and she's telling me like, oh, well, they're already closed and whatever, but you can come back in the fall because there'll be a lot less people. And I'm like, okay. And
I'm for like, summer times, we're like so booked on volunteers that's the
I
only time.
I was here in the summer.
Yes, you were here in the summer. But like we get so many over 100 that like that's the only time that it's like quote unquote seasonal because we have to do it like in sessions.
Mm-hmm. And so she gave me a whole thing. She was like, at the end of August, literally the whole entire month of August, I was waiting and waiting and waiting. It's almost the end of August. Almost. Should I do it now? Like it's almost the end of August. I don't want to do it too early, blah, blah, blah. And then fine, I was like, you know what? Okay, it was like August 20th or something. And I was like, okay, this is enough time. And so I treated this like it was a little job application. Like I was like asking my cousin, I was like, okay, how do I put this? How do I phrase this? How do I make it sound fancy? And I was pulling out all my little bits of experience of volunteering and whatever into this little like, oh, is there anything you should know about you? And I was like, I'm bilingual. I'll literally clean. I don't care. I like kids. I intern. I do this. I do that. I was so prepared to like tell my entire life story to get into this place. which is like, it was not that serious, but it was to me, okay? And then finally I got accepted, freaked out. And then, yeah, my nurse, this guy got it accepted and I love it. And I've been doing it for 2 months. This month I didn't do it because this is basically the whole into my job transition. Yeah. But next month I will be back to volunteering as well as my job because I love it here. So yeah.
Yes. What about you,
Amanda? Honestly, do you want me to like start from the beginning and everything?
If you want to. It's okay. Up to you.
Basically, like, it was in 8th grade. My librarian, Miss Mills. I'm pretty sure you know her.
Yeah, Steph, yeah. Mills.
Yes.
You call her Miss Mills, though. We'll call her Miss Mills. She was my librarian, too. Her really? First year at Parkview was when I was in 8th grade, and I did the Arts and Crafts Club with her.
Oh, yeah. She knows both our librarians.
Mm-hmm. She was basically, like, she had, like, her whole, like, Elmo thing up, and she was, like, telling us about, like, summer volunteering, and I was like, you know, I don't really want to start volunteering in the fall and everything, so why don't I just do it early, and if I still like it, I'm gonna continue. Smart. So I signed up. Mm-hmm. I went home and I was like, okay, I gotta ask my mom first because mother's permission.
Especially mm-hmm. the Hispanic ones.
Oh yeah.
Yes, yeah, you need like months in advance.
My mom is strict because she's not strict, but she's strict to the point that she wants me to be safe and everything. So yeah, I completely
we're all
understand
here.
Yeah.
We understand.
Yeah. And I asked her and I was like, okay, mom, you gotta help me fill out this application because of the form and everything. Mm-hmm, and you have Google to say doc. Like your 3 traits and how old you were and if you could come in this time.
Yep.
I still remember the day. I'm pretty sure it was June 3rd.
Us wow. having receipts of the dates is so hilarious.
Yeah.
Wow.
And day of that I got my acceptance thingy, I was like, oh my God, I did it. And I felt so special. I felt like I was getting that experience of like Yale, literally. Like, I was like, oh my gosh.
Like,
If I could get into this, maybe I could get into that.
Exactly. Wow. Oh my gosh.
So I felt so accomplished. I never felt so amazing my entire life. I felt the whole experience. It said, you got accepted. And I was like, thank goodness.
Oh my
god.
That email from Melissa
was literally heaven's touch.
Yes.
Then day of when we came here and we were like over there, literally, we all sat down and we got the orientation and everything. And I was like, oh, guys, I'm doing it.
I'm doing it. You made it.
Exactly. I was like, I feel so accomplished.
She's fancy. She got an orientation. I don't think I got an orientation.
Yeah, showed up.
For this summer reading one, because there's so many, especially people who have never volunteered before. Mm-hmm. It's just like a general overview of like what's going to happen, especially because summer reading is only, what, like 8 weeks long we do it?
Yeah.
So it's like kind of intense. A lot of programs every day at different branches. So Alyssa does a whole orientation. Yeah. Be like, here's the gist. Mm-hmm.
Fancy. I found out that people from like junior honor society were doing it. I didn't even know that was a thing at my school. And I was like, that's a thing?
Yeah.
I only did it because of community hours, first of all, and also because I'm trying to get the scholarship.
Literally. Anything for the scholarship.
Exactly. Honestly. If that scholarship is going to help me get into Yale or Columbia, I'm doing it. Mm-hmm. I'm doing it. Because, first of all, I feel indebted to my mother because she saved me and she helped me through a lot. So I was like, hopefully. Mm-hmm. And this scholarship also means a lot to me too, because let's just say we had a couple problems in the past and I felt like I couldn't do it before. But if I could do this, I believe that I can also get into like the university that I want. Yeah. Because if I get in, that means I could get a really good job. I could go to a really big firm. I could work for the big firm and I could get big bucks. Mm-hmm. But I know it's a lot of stress because you know what I hate? People asking me, have you watched Suits?
Oh my goodness.
No, actually, I have not watched Suits.
I think my dad watched that actually.
And I get like whenever I say, oh, I want to be a corporate lawyer. Do you watch Suits? Do you watch Suits? Like, girl.
No.
That's like when you tell people you're an English major and they're like, you want to be a teacher? I never said that.
Exactly.
I never said that.
Never.
Like, I hate it when people assume that. And I'm just like, bro, maybe mind your own business and let me do my own thing. Mm-hmm. Because
you have your own reasons for it.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I have my own reasons. I want to help my family, first of
literally
all.
Yeah.
Because they literally migrated here through bus, through walking. They literally found their own jobs. They're making good money right now.
Mm-hmm.
But if I could get this scholarship, if I could get into that school, and if I could get a really good job, I could treat not only my household, but my whole family itself. Because because corporate lawyer basically is helping people get rich. And by helping them get rich, I get rich.
Yeah. Work.
Yeah, so.
And, like, it's also about creating a legacy, right? Like, that's exactly. What y'all talk about, like, as Hispanics. It's so important for us to put, like, our family name and what we do and, like, move together as a society forward.
Yeah.
And, like, my, I don't know if I told either one of y'all this. I guess we don't usually get to, like, sit down because you're always, like, volunteering for me.
Yeah.
This is so nice. But, like, my parents are moving to Maine. And, you know, my parents growing up always had 2 to 3 jobs, not all of them legal. They always had multiple jobs. Like, for me, I was always between work and school. I never really got to do a lot. Like, I didn't have a regular high school experience because I literally had to go to school and then go home to take care of my brother because my parents were working. So, like, I didn't get to do a lot of things in high school, middle school, elementary school. That was not just – that was just wasn't a luxury I had for me. But, like, going to college for me was, like, always the dream. Like, I remember being in kindergarten and be like, I cannot wait to go to college. Because for one thing, I recognized that worth that, like, no matter what people were going to tell me. Because, like, we're Hispanics. We're people of color. Like, not everyone gets the, like, race talk. But I know I, for a fact, got the race talk at a very young age. And I recognized my worth. Like, if this is what it's going to take for me to move up, for me personally to get a degree, then I'm going to get a degree. And so, like, now it's an honor to be able to, like, have my degree. And in seeing what my parents are doing. Both my parents are about to enter their 50s. This is, they just bought a house in Maine. And they have, like,
a house that's so amazing.
In Maine, and it's almost 8 acres. And y'all, it looks like a Lifetime movie.
Really?
And for my parents, their goal is to, like, be able to pay off most of the house at least so that by the time they pass, like, they can just hand it off to us. And be like, you know, if you want to have that as a winter home, a vacation home, you can be like, we can go up to Grandma and Grandpa's house in Maine. So, like, it's just... It's for some people, it doesn't really mean anything. But for us, like it.
Yeah, it means
it means everything. It's our world. And like it's also a cultural thing. Like some people would be like, well, you know what I mean? You don't have to always think about them. And like that's something as you get older, you're going to learn like there are boundaries to exist. Like I'm 24, about 325. And that's something I'm just learning. But you got to do what you got to do for you. And everything you're saying is like so in my lane, because I was exactly the same. I was exactly the same. I've been planning for college for so long. Did I hate college? Yes. But do I love school and education and learning more? Yes. So, like, hearing you talk like this is just, for me, it's so grounding, honestly. Because, like, I feel seen, and I'm an adult. Right?
No, it is stressful, but it's so worth it. Like, every... Oh my gosh, freshman year, that was an experience of like, because I was like starting all those like really difficult classes because I've always been in like advanced stuff. Starting all that, I had like so many breakdowns. I was crying to my mom. And the thing is, my mom, I love her because she's like, oh, like, it's okay. Like, you're trying your best. I see that you're trying. It's okay. I'm like, no, but I need to do good.
So I did want to ask you like specifically what programs have you volunteered for? And, like, what did you like about those programs or what are responsibilities? You know, if you want to, like, mention the ones you've done for me and talk about how they are your favorite and, like just list the my pros and, like, no cons, that'd be cool.
Like,
Hey, what did you say?
I said the food. I steal all her food.
I feed all my volunteers. We had a service Saturday, and they were so good. I pulled out, like, chips and Capri Sun and candy for them. And they're like, And they just had, like, a little silent feast because they were singing, like, the whole time or whatever. And I was like, anyways, go ahead. Talk to me about the programs you've done.
I did Potion Mayhem. I loved that one so much. So they had these little, like, jars from, like, the Dollar Tree. And they had little colors. Like, there was, like, orange and brown and purple and whatever. And Elena had, like, baby oil and...
like, vegetable oil.
Yeah, and vegetable oil and gel. And it was, like, ogre sweat and... seal, like those, like
it was probably like eel juice.
Eel juice, and all that stuff, and like monster's blood, and it was like all these like little spooky things that you had to put in your potion. And then they had like googly eyes and pom poms and all this random stuff they could put in there, and you got to name it and put your ingredients in, and they read little books, and it was so much fun. And I had this one little boy. I'm not going to name names because I don't know if that's allowed. But I loved that little boy. He was with his siblings, but he had a trouble because he's young. He was like 5. And he didn't really, at that age, they don't really know how to write. I work with kids, so I know that. But they, because compared to my preschoolers, she's like the same. Like, they still need help to write their names and all that stuff. So there was two of them, and I helped them both. And then at some point, one of the other volunteers came over and helped the other little boy. But it was so much fun because they were so appreciative of it, and they, like, really enjoyed it. And it was so nice to see their little faces as they, like, got to do all these activities and got to really understand it and actually be able to do it once we were able to help them. So, like, he named his Blue Bones. Mm-hmm. And then the other one, I forgot what he named his, but I loved both the names because they were so creative. Because it was like your favorite color and then a random like spooky thing. And they got their little ingredients, and I would make up really random names for all the other extra stuff that they put in. Like, oh, it's unicorn and fairy dust and blah, blah, blah for the glitters. And those are really fun. And there was this one evening story time. It was a star one. What was it? Galaxy?
Oh, Explore the Galaxy.
Yeah, that's what I got. Yeah. That was like my first time. First of all, it was my first time volunteering with Elena, doing one of her programs. But it was also one of my very first general volunteering programs. And it was so much fun because I met a bunch of volunteers that were like around my age or a bunch of my schools, whatever. And it was so much fun. We did parachutes with the kids, which brought back so many memories. Mm-hmm. The food was really good. It was popcorn, and they had pretzels and juice boxes.
Oh, yeah.
We did not steal them. Okay, we were able to take them. Sorry, and I had this really big bag because I just always have a really big bag or something. Mm-hmm. And I shoved, all the ones that nobody else wanted, I put them in my bag. And it was so good because I had snacks every day for school for the rest of the week. But that program was amazing. We had stars everywhere. We put stars on our little volunteer name tags.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I didn't realize this one you're talking about.
Which one is she talking about? Yeah. That was
the first time
I met Emily. Emily. Oh, yeah. Really? That was the first time I met her.
And then we clicked.
Yes.
We went like this.
Yes.
It was fun because, I had grabbed those books. I think they were old books that were donated to us a long time ago. Yeah. And then I had some previous volunteer, cut star shapes because I thought, how cute. We're at a library. If you had star shapes made out of, book pages. Yeah. Yeah, y'all put them everywhere.
Oh, and they made the shooting stars.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm pretty sure shooting stars out of TP rolls.
I was so creative in putting the stars in the location.
You were so creative.
I'm pretty sure I even put one on your water bottle.
Yeah, you did. That's right. And I keep my water bottle next to me during the store hour.
We put them everywhere. Right. And actually until 2 weeks ago, there were still a couple name tags for volunteers that had the stars on them. And every time I was volunteering, I would take that specific name tag one volunteer thing with the star on it. Because I was like, it's literally mine. Don't even play. And the awe story. That one was recent.
Guys, yes. she did
our Halloween one.
Kiani did my makeup.
Yes, I drew, I did spider webs on her, and the other volunteer, can't remember her name, she goes to my school. I'm not going to name names. But we did a spider, I drew spider webs on them, and I had on a skeleton costume, and I did skeleton makeup. It was so much fun.
Mm-hmm.
And I was there the entire afternoon.
Yes, yeah, same.
Mm-hmm. It was so much fun, and the kids enjoyed it. So the first we did. I did another program before that, but we did that.
Stunning.
And
yeah, she literally ate that up.
Oh, so she took more.
Yeah, it took so many.
But the kids had so much fun. And one of the books, it was like it was a Spanish kid, and he was like a monster. It was like zombies don't eat vegetables, and it was like he loved vegetables. And maybe this is the wrong book, but I don't know. But the kid basically loved a bunch of stuff, and they had, a bunch of Spanish names, and then they would have, zombie, brains and whatever. And
this is a book I read. Why don't I remember what it is?
It was this is probably a mix of you and one of Elise's books. I'm not gonna lie, because I had done two programs that day, I'm pretty sure. I did a lot of spooky stuff. I don't really remember, but it was really fun. Oh my gosh, there was just one. It was creepy cakes. We made delicious, delicious foods. That was it. It was I don't know what it was, but he was a Spanish kid, and he was a vampire, and it was this whole thing, and I loved it, and it was so, so cute, because also October is his part of Hispanic Heritage Month. It's in between September and October, so it was really cute. I think you're talking about the Chimi one.
That was my program.
I wanted to do that so bad. I didn't know what I had.
I'll do it again. I'll do it again.
Do it on a Tuesday or a Thursday.
Do it on a Thursday.
Don't do it on a Tuesday.
It's hard for us to do programming on Thursday because we close at 5. So something like that would have to be 4 to 5. But we would need cleanup time. Thursday, I cannot. Unless it was at a different branch.
Mm.
It would have to be at Auburn or something.
What about Fridays?
No, same thing. We close at 5.
Yeah, true. We'll see Saturday.
Yeah. Yeah, Saturday. I could do a Saturday, exactly.
And I'll be here anyway.
I gotta exactly. see. In the morning. I got a lot on my plate.
I know,
bro.
You're
booked. Starting high school, actually, I've always been booked.
Yeah.
I'm always looking at my schedule on my calendar, and I'm just like, I didn't know I had this many things. Like, yeah. I just realized this is how an adult feels. Like, yeah, you really. Guys are booked and busy.
Yeah, we are.
And I would have plans with my friends, but no, maybe on that day I would have something, and I'm just like, be wow. so for real, because I already made these plans. Now I gotta reschedule on a day yep. where I'm available, or else I'm, you know.
That's why I'm so surprised you volunteer as much.
Yeah, but you know it's worth it. Uh-huh. Getting that scholarship.
Uh-huh.
I force it into my schedule. President
Biden, please give me that scholarship.
I have like 2 essays due tonight, actually.
Oh my gosh.
So, Mr. English teacher, I'm not gonna name your name, but if you're listening to this, don't worry, I'll get it in. I always do, and I have an A+ in your class. So,
oh my god, I remember what outfit you were wearing when we first met.
What was Aww. I wearing?
You were wearing something like purple, and you had like the pins in, and your hair was in curls.
That's probably my purple cardigan that I
yeah, yeah, you did.
I think I met you in that same thing.
Oh my god.
I don't know.
And it was such a cute outfit because you literally looked like a doll.
Oh my god.
You literally looked like a doll. And I was like, I visibly remember complimenting you, and you were like, oh my god. Yeah. And I was like, girl, don't worry about it.
The first time I met Elena, I was getting a book. This was before I was volunteering, and this was like a year ago. I don't know how long
it must have been, more than a year ago, because I was still circulation staff and not yet.
It was, yeah, it was when you were circulation. And so I remember I got Shadow and Bone, or was it the
Six
other?
Of Crows.
Six of Crows. It must have been Six. But you were obsessed with the Six of Crows part. And you saw that. I'm like, oh my gosh. And I don't know. I had said something, I think, about your tattoos or your piercings, one or the other. But I thought it was really, really cool. And I thought you looked really cool. And you were like, oh my gosh, you got this book. And I'm so excited. I really hope you like it. And there's going to be a sequel soon coming out. Blah, blah, blah. He gave me a whole thing. And I was like, I told my friends about this. I was like, oh, I met this super cool librarian. And her name's Elena. Because I looked at your name tag. And you had the little she, her pronoun thing on your little pin. And I was like, so hype. And yeah, that's how I remember meeting Elena.
Yeah, my impression of you two was your personalities and your energy right away, because I wish I had your confidence when I was your
girl
age.
I'm telling you right now, I don't have any confidence.
Literally,
the only confidence I have is when I'm literally in the library.
Yeah, but like still, like you take up so much air and you have like this beautiful energy and like the way.
Oh, stop. It's true.
Aww. And it just, like, it mattered to me because, I don't know, like, I automatically felt really comfortable with y'all, and I trusted y'all. And that's why I also have you, like, here on the podcast. Yeah. And I didn't invite anyone else because I genuinely trust you. And, like, that's why I really wanted to do an episode on volunteering, because, like, of course, this series that I'm doing is get to know, like, your CPL staff, because people don't really know everything we do here. That's why I try doing different departments.
Yeah. Guys, they know me. They know me. Just saying.
We know you.
Yeah, like,
we
literally go to, like what's it called? Hall?
Auburn.
Go to William Hall. They know me there. Go to come to the Central Library. They know me here.
Yeah, exactly. I only volunteer here, guys. My bad.
Okay, but like we know you and you're part of the team, like volunteers are part of the team, and I feel like y'all recognize that because we also treat it like that. And like for me, especially for my programs, like I think a lot of people maybe treat, and I can't speak for other librarians, so y'all can correct me if I'm wrong, but like when I have volunteers, and I always have them, I always at the beginning tell y'all, here's what the program is.
Yeah.
It's so funny because like it's to a point where the volunteers will now be like, okay, what's the age group for this? What are we doing now? What material?
Yes.
Like y'all know how I run.
But, yeah,
like, I
we will know tell how you it is.
What the program is, what the intent for, what the age group is, and like I will basically like tell you what all your responsibilities are and break you up into teams.
Yeah.
You know what
yeah.
I mean? And like I always make it a point to introduce you to the kids. We start at the beginning being like, my name's Miss Elena, this is our program, this is what we're doing. But before we get started, can I introduce my volunteers, because I don't want you to be background
yelling.
Characters.
Yeah,
and I do a 3-2-1, and you guys yell your name, and then I do a 3-2-1 with the kids, and then they yell their name, and then like
we're
if
all
parents
best friends
are there,
now.
Yeah, I have the parents or guardians do it, and I'm like, yeah, we're all best friends now, because like that's what we're here for.
Yeah.
And a big part of my like thing is like I also want y'all to have fun, right? Because like kids, and I've told this to you before, and the two of you know this more than anyone. Like kids reciprocate that energy.
Yeah, they do.
Guardians in the programs, they really reciprocate that energy.
Yeah.
They love when we put 110% to everything. Because, yeah, like, some people think some of the stuff we do here is embarrassing. The songs we sing, like, all that stuff.
No, it's really not.
I could not care less. It's so much fun.
Yeah. When you imagine, like, working with children, you're just like, oh, my God, I'm working with children. I'm working with people younger than me. But it's honestly not like that. It's technically you're communicating with children younger than you, but you're also, like, treating them good. Like, it's, like, basically, like, babysitting, but with fun and educating things, too. Yeah. Because you're hanging out with them, first of all. You're also hanging out with the parents, and the parents get to know you as well. And they also, like, they feel trusting towards you, too. Mm-hmm. And it's, like, it means a lot, because it just means, like, we're able to do the stuff we do because they trust us enough to let us hear.
Yeah. And we do. And we, like, I mean, the parents of Corey Guardians, like, they trust you and they respect you. And us here, CPL staff, we respect y'all so much. Like, we have such bragging rights because y'all are actual rock stars, right? Like, I mean, y'all see every time you come in for one of my programs.
Yeah.
Every time y'all come in, I just start screaming.
Yeah.
I'll, like, point my finger and I'll be like, I know you. You're here for me. Yes. Like, you know exactly, like, how I've been shrieking throughout this episode. Like, it's just so exciting to have y'all here with us because you're doing good work. And, like, you belong here, right? And, like, again, you're part of the team. So it's important that you're here.
And it builds confidence and it builds a community. And it's really amazing for the kids and for us as well. Because, like, we get to interact with other kind of people. And this, like, be positive, because you never know what's going on in other people's lives. So it's, like, it builds some positivity in their own lives. Because, like, sometimes you hear them as they speak to you and they're like, oh, yeah, this is going on, whatever. And it's just, like, you're so glad that you were able to give them some sort of happiness in that short amount of time. And you guys treat us really, really well. And I remember from the first time that I volunteered here, you guys treated me so well. We're, like, so welcoming. We're like, hi, this is what we're going to do. Like, and you guys are always so kind. I've never felt bad a day in my life that I volunteered. And it's really amazing. So, like, guys, listening to this, if you want to volunteer, I really recommend it. I only have the experiences of the Central Library, but I
have experiences from two libraries.
Yeah, but what I've heard of all the libraries and other places, they're great too. So I think it's really amazing. It's a great opportunity for you guys, and it helps, you know, the college resumes, the resumes, as we say.
And, like, previous to us recording, it was Kiani, Dave, and I talking. And I don't know if I've mentioned this before on the podcast, but I started volunteering when I was 12 years old.
Yeah,
and I volunteered on and off, on and off. And, like, looking back now as a working professional, as a librarian, like, I recognize certain skills that I had, like, inherently throughout all those years that I use now as a professional. And I just, like, can't think of any other way that I would be. Like, I loved planning programs. I love being program assistants, but, like, actually participating in the programs was never for me. Yeah. Same thing in high school with student council. Like, I loved planning the dances, doing, like, city or statewide walks, but, like, actually being there in the moment doing those things was never for me. And, like, that's all I do now, right? Is plan things. I'm on my committees. Like, building up to some bigger project is all I live for. And I love being community-based. And, like, looking back at my volunteer opportunities, those are all things that were there. And, like, it definitely increased when I actually, like, started working as a shelver and was able to move up to circ staff and work as reference part-time and, like, work at all the different branches.
Yeah.
But, like, that's what makes me so happy that you're here, right? Like, those are skills that you might even recognize now that you're not only strengthening but also, like, highlighting. And when it comes time to you in a couple of years to, like, apply to colleges or, like, start doing internships and stuff, like, those are things that you've already practiced. I know, freaky.
I start next year.
Oh, my gosh.
So what?
I'm in educational pathways.
Oh.
So that's, like, teaching and stuff and kids. We start next year. I'm, like, so excited, but I'm scared. But
internships?
It's okay. Yeah, internships.
Oh, guys. East has me on a waiting list for criminal law or justice or whatever. And I literally applied the second it came out. I'm on the waiting list and I'm still pissed.
You can use the word pissed.
I can say that? Pissed. Okay. Yes. I'm still pissed. I'm literally going to go to my guidance counselor and be like, why am I on the waiting list?
See, I could have never done that. Like, that's what I mean by your confidence. Like, I wish I was able to see my self-worth like that, because I was just like, I knew what I wanted, but I also had, like, this scope for myself where, like, the consequences were the consequences. Like, whatever hits me, hits me.
Yeah.
Like, I would have never stood up for myself. That's why I love y'all. Girl. That's why I'm so happy you're here. Like, I know I've said that before, but it's so true. And, like, you being here is so important because you're contributing to the greater work, right? Like, we talk about so much in library science and even on the podcast is, like, this is a very white space, and like libraries have been part of like really big problems and keeping out like people of color, not always on purpose, but it just happens.
Yeah.
And y'all being here is the representation that we need, right? Like people are always like, Elena, we're so happy you're here. You're the Hispanic librarian.
Yeah.
And it's my pride and joy to be here. And I always say like, it's so important for kids to see people who look just like them as working professionals.
Yes,
I say
it
over and over and over again. I think every time I'm on the podcast, I say it. And it's just so true because it matters. And like y'all being here and, you know, being my volunteers in our programs and kids seeing you and like kids recognizing you and getting familiar with you, like it lets them know that you are also to some degree like a library professional. Like you're a library face that they recognize and see in this space to let them know like this is normal. Everyone belongs in this space. And it's important for y'all to also know like you belong in this space. This is just as much as yours as it is anybody's else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And especially for the little kids that come to all these programs, it helps build their self-concept. Like, it's okay to take up space and, like, be here. And it's like, whenever I see anyone who's basically not white here, I get so excited. Like, when I met Jesse.
Oh, my gosh. Jesse, our other shelver. Shout out to him.
Yes. When I met Jesse, and especially when I found out he was Dominican, I was so excited. Like, because for me, all I knew was like, okay, there's Elena. She's the Hispanic one. And then there's the security lady.
Tahomi.
Tahomi. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh, I love
Tahomi. I love her. She literally like, she was like, hello. And I'm like,
yes.
Hey.
Yes.
I didn't technically say, hey.
Yeah,
but you know, I said, hello, good afternoon.
Yes.
And I felt like, ugh.
And it's just like, you see, like, it doesn't matter, like, what, like, kind of role they have in here. Like, the smallest thing, just, like, I have people here that relate in some sort of way. Like, just a fraction. And it's so important. And when I see, like, in schools and everything, it's just, like and the books. Especially because we're so, currently, guys, I'm in the children's section right now. Mm-hmm. And so putting away books, and I see all these little books, and there's like brown girls with their braids and their hair and their curly hair and all these books. And I'm just like, I see myself in them, and I'm just like, I literally want to cry. Like,
exactly.
I'm just like so happy because I'm like, when I was little, these were not things that I saw. So like, I mentioned this.
It is.
Like, I don't know if I mentioned this, but I said that my two favorite princesses were Belle and Tiana. Tiana, because she looked like me, and I could, like, I'm like, oh my gosh, she looks like me. Like, she has the curly hair, and she has this and that, and she's like a princess, and that's so cool. And then Belle, because she loved reading, and she was kind, and those were, like, all things that related to me. And so just, like, seeing those people that look like you is so important. And we're like, oh, well, there's enough of you. Why am I always seeing this? Blah, blah, blah. Because it wasn't there before, and now we're making it known
it's
and
so
seen.
More accessible.
Exactly.
Now.
And it's like,
I mean, it was always there, but.
Yeah, but nobody took, nobody grabbed at it. Mm-hmm. And it's just like, now, like, see us. Because it's like, it sucks sometimes where it's like, oh, well, it's not that big of a. Yes, it is.
It is.
It really is.
Everything.
Yes.
It means everything. And like, we've talked about this before on the podcast of like, there's so many more materials coming out with kids of color, queer kids, like kids with disabilities. Mm-hmm. And now, like, in a weird way, we can almost, like, pick and choose what is actually good and, like, appropriately represented versus what isn't. But there's so much more space for more work. Like, there's never enough. You know what I mean? So, again, you being here, like, your body's here. They take up just, they belong here. And so it makes me so proud to see you all here. Yeah. And especially, like, getting Keani the job, I was like, I recognize you as a great worker, and you're like the perfect age to hire for a shelver. And I remember going up to Dana, who's been on the podcast before. She was on the first CPL staff episode. I told her, I was like,
Dana,
I've got this great volunteer who belongs in the library space. And she's been in the library space pre-volunteering. So making it happen has really been an honor.
Yeah.
We're manifesting that
I'm
we can
so
get
grateful.
It for Emily also.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, are we ready to wrap up? Because we've been recording for an actual hour. I'm so sorry. Okay, so we just have one question. I'm going to say my last little spiel and then answer a question quick.
Yeah.
And then I'll say my last bit, and then that'll be it. Okay, ready?
Yeah.
We wrap up the show with a segment called The Last Chapter, where we talk about a library or a bookish-related question. For this week, our question is, why are you laughing already? Hold on. Have you ever had a crush on a book character? Who was it? I'm first. That's it. I'm first.
Okay.
So, Kaz Brecker from Six of Crows, my man. Hey, my man. Gloves, morally gray.
You're so, oh my gosh, morally gray.
He has a cane. Like, he wears, like, a long trench coat. He has like this slick back hair. He's almost got that mobster vibe. My mans. Hey, my mans. Yeah. Also, like in the vein of like Leigh Bardugo, I really don't like the Shadow and Bone like book series. No, I know. I sounded like I was gonna say something else. No, that's why I like cut myself off. But like, what's his? Oh my gosh, what's his name? The bad guy.
The I know what you're talking about. The guy that's
Ben Barnes. Yeah, Ben Barnes. Show. I just Ben love Barnes, a morally though. Gray character.
Yeah, like, really.
I can fix him.
Okay, my crush was gonna be Harry James Potter, his son, but all the more. Okay, so you know the Marauders, like the his parents, Sirius Black, Remus Lupin.
Yeah.
So, the fandom has its own section of like.
Oh my god! Yeah. Wait, okay, that actor in general is so handsome.
Exactly. Right. So he's the fan cast for
Harry Potter.
Ben Barnes is Sirius Black's
father.
Oh, yeah.
Lord. So Ben Barnes is Sirius Black, young Ben Barnes, and Remus Lupin is Andrew Garfield.
Stop. So he was in Kick-Ass, and then like
I love Kick-Ass.
What else? Yeah. He was like Wanda.
This nerdy superhero thing.
Yeah, the Marvel series.
Oh yeah, he was
Wanda's like brother.
Yeah, he was so funny. Yeah, fun
Aaron Taylor Johnson.
Yeah, Aaron Taylor Johnson.
That's a fake.
Leave your wife for me. Like,
real. Give me a real one.
Harry James Potter. I love him. Okay, he's just like awesome. He's a cute little nerdy one. He deserves so much better in life because his life sucked.
Okay.
It sucked.
Yeah.
What's it called? Daniel Radcliffe is gorgeous. So when he was younger, at least, I don't know. I don't really pay attention to him anymore, but that was a big part.
Y'all little make little me phase. Sick.
Guys, there's also another character.
Because we like heroes. It's not our fault that you like morally gray men. Okay. I could say some, but whatever.
We have
Rafe Cameron, okay? And we have Pezzy Snow.
Oh, my gosh.
What's it called? I've read this book series. It's called Shatter Me.
Oh, wow. Okay, yeah.
Aaron Warner?
Is it Aaron Warner?
I haven't read it yet.
Kenji is so... He's such a cute...
Yeah, I know. I'm going to love
them. I'll show you the...
Like, fan drawings?
Yeah, fan drawings.
Yeah.
Anyways, we should close off. Are we ready?
Okay.
We've been here for like 2 hours.
I know, that's why I start. I'm in trouble. Stop. Okay. Thank you for joining me and thank you everyone for listening. If you'd like to respond to the last chapter topic, send us an email at downtime@cranstonlibrary.org or reach out to us via social media with the hashtag DowntimeCPL. If you're feeling generous, please rate and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen to podcasts. It helps people find the show. Thank you again for listening, and this has been another episode of Downtime.
Downtime is a project of the Cranston Public Library and is produced by Elena Rios, Robin Nizio, and me, Taylor Cardillo. Audio engineering by Dave Bartos. Our theme music is Day Trips by Ketza, and our ad music is Happy Ukulele by Scott Holmes. Links to the books and movies discussed can be found in the show notes. Remember to rate and review Downtime on Apple Podcasts, connect with the podcast on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram with the hashtag DowntimeCPL, and if there's something you'd like to hear on the show, send an email to downtime@cranstonlibrary.org. The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the speaker's own and do not represent those of the Cranston Public Library. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The Cranston Public Library name, in all forms and abbreviation, are the property of its owners, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service. The content of this episode is the property of the Cranston Public Library and may not be reproduced without express written permission. Join us next week for more Downtime.
This is a podcast for cool people who love libraries. I have to do it again because I lost where I was. Okay. Hello and welcome to...
Sorry.
It's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
It's okay. Like, I'm so... We hit the mic.
I'm sorry.
We apologize. Oh my God. These out of pocket things I'm saying.
Wow.
But yeah. I'm so sorry, guys.
Yay! Bye, guys.
We did it.
I don't know if he'll put that in, but like, yeah.